You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, as always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 3rd. 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
One day away from the start of the NFL season.
Yeah, let's go.
One crazy. More sleep, as they say.
Let's go.
And then the NFL season kicks off, which also means our crab kickoff is tomorrow.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Valdez came in and just asked us when we wanted our food. When do you guys want to start eating your crabs?
Crabs.
Do we, 9 o'clock is perfect.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's a very early lunchtime for us, but
that
works.
That's the same place as last year. What's it called again?
Fry's Famous Crab Cake Company. They just opened up a new spot in Ashburn. Uh-huh. I think it's off Waxpool.
Is it? Oh, I need to get over there.
Yeah, you do need to get over there.
I didn't even know that. I usually know the new spot's opening.
Don't quote me on that, but it isn't that. They just opened a new spot in Ashburn.
Okay.
Great. But it is the same spot that we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
You remember I was raving about the jumbo lump.
It's fantastic.
It's good that you remember these things because God bless them, but we've built in so many sort of like eating holidays on the show. I just can't keep track of them all.
Yeah.
Usually we'll get a new hoodie. I don't know if that's the works.
Yes, I have to arrange pickup with Chuck today.
I don't want a green hoodie. Do I get a green hoodie?
I guess so.
Do we wear jerseys tomorrow?
You can wear a jersey if you'd like.
You still own a football jersey? I don't know
You know what?
I'm going to have to really dig deep in the closet.
I think the only one I own is the Crick.
Maybe I'll wear the Crick jersey tomorrow.
I think that's the only one.
Maybe an older jersey so you don't spill cocktail sauce all over it.
That's a very good point.
But I believe Fry's Famous Crab Cake Company are bringing crab cakes, shrimp, both fried and regular. I think clam strips, hush puppies. I think a dessert.
You know how good hush puppies are? I mean, it's just fried bread. It's so good. You dip it in like a honey butter.
Oh, I might have to bring in some IPAs.
Oh, really?
Some IPAs, really? You're going to get sassy?
You feel like you have to have that when you have crabs?
Yeah.
Crabs and beer, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like an IPA is a little too fancy to have with beer. Like, it's a little too highfalutin.
Yeah, you need...
I'm just going to have one.
But I just mean, like, in the spirit of crabs, you got to have like a...
Light beer?
Yeah, like a Miller Lite.
Corona
Natural Light. Yeah. I mean, just something... cheap.
All right, maybe I'll bring a little cooler in and I'll bring you guys can pick and choose.
Crab balls, potato salad, shrimp pasta salad.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Just come hungry.
Yeah. You know what? Bring containers.
Oh, I know that's
your
bit.
Let's go back to our real roots.
You know how many crab cakes I would take home?
Just bring a little bit of foil.
No, it should be fun. And of course, we'll make our season-long predictions, our bold predictions, go through all of that.
And you will have your. And you will finally be on record for your Commanders season prediction.
Your
final record prediction.
Did any of our bold predictions from last year come close? Do we have?
I don't remember.
I will have to go through.
Yeah, maybe we should go through that.
We do it all the time.
Yeah,
we'll revisit.
Okay, then, good.
Hey, I need to start off today's show with an apology to Toothpick.
Okay.
So
did you blow him off by accident?
Did you forget?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, now here's the deal.
Oh, wow.
I was coming back from soccer practice, which ended around 7:45. I get home around 8. Still hadn't had dinner. Jason's already in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I eat my dinner and I actually was making an effort to go to bed on time.
Yeah.
And so during all that time I wasn't looking at my phone. And then when I got upstairs, it's 9:00. Mm-hmm. I actually intended to go to bed early. I have all my clothes off. I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I see, you ready to go? 8:31.
Okay. What time is the pod scheduled?
8:30.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was 9:00.
Mm.
I could have just said, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Instead, I just threw on a hoodie, went down in my boxers,
okay,
and just logged on to the StreamYard link. Perfect. And I did the podcast for the next hour, but still, I was a half hour late.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, just a simple reminder in your phone would have reminded you that you had a podcast. You just slept on it.
Yeah, except I didn't really have the phone. I wasn't really with the phone for that period of time.
You know why that's never an issue phone. For me? I never agree to do podcasts.
The good thing is,
besides Derek.
Yeah.
The good thing is, Toothpick seemed to have a bunch of guests.
Right.
Yeah.
I was the fifth guy that jumped onto the StreamYard. Mm-hmm. Lake Lewis, who we've had on the show a bunch, Insider was on, and then I think he has two co-hosts. So shout out to Toothpick, the first string podcast. Mm-hmm. I did end up doing it for like an hour. I just felt bad. I was like, he's like, well, you can go now. And I was like, it's okay. Whenever you want to go. Like, it's late.
What'd you guys talk about? Everything?
Commanders.
Oh, just mostly Commanders?
Yeah. Commanders. A couple plugs for my book, faithrestoredbook.com, if you want to get it. And yeah, it's a good time. Good podcast.
So you were getting ready to go to bed. You got done, what, about 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Finished around 10.
Oof. You're right. I was long gone.
Yeah, you're done.
I tried.
Even when I try to go to bed early, I can't.
I tried to watch. I wanted to watch some of the
Joker
Fritz match. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Joker is 11-0 against Fritz.
Yes.
Yeah,
he owns. And I believe until last night, he had won every single set. I think he's won every until last night. But
and there's some crazy stat too. When he wins the first set in a major,
yeah.
I mean, his record is absurd.
But Fritz just can't. He just can't beat him.
Yeah.
And Joker's 38 years old, and I wanted to watch it, but it came on at 8:30, and this is too late for me.
The level of intensity and the way they have it always blows me away. How mm-hmm. they just hit out. It's like on every point. It's insane.
It's amazing how good Joker is at this age.
Yeah.
McEnroe compared him to LeBron because LeBron in later 30s is still really really good. And that's a good comparison. Joker is still just getting around the court.
I think he also said last night that he's the greatest returner of serve in the history of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did say that.
It's a good skill to have.
I didn't realize that he was on that plateau.
But Fritz was so bitter. He double faulted one point, and he just looked at his coaches. He started yelling at his coaches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, these guys and the women, they yell at their coaches a lot.
All the
time. They're kind of like big babies. Yeah. These tennis guys.
Oh, they're divas.
Yeah.
But Joker has to play Alcaraz on Friday. It probably ends, but
he's got a couple days rest.
He has beaten Alcaraz 5 out of, I believe he's 5-3 against him, or maybe 5-2.
That's pretty good.
And 2-2 in major. So I don't know. It was pretty cool to watch.
There was controversy in my house because my daughter was actually rooting for Joker. And, you know, and I was like, I like him, but I got to root for Fritz. I mean, how can I not root for Fritz?
Yeah.
And, you know, just being an American. And she goes, yeah, I know. Rooting for Joker.
What are you doesn't do? Care.
Root for greatness.
Yeah.
And then what was the little dance Joker did after he won?
No, I was in bed by then.
He did some dance.
I saw that Venus Williams and her doubles partner were ousted.
Fernandez? Yeah, I did see that. But, yep, we got one more day until I had my fourth fantasy draft last night. I've got one more tonight.
Yeah, I have one tonight as well. I'll be doing it as I'm playing in the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
Now, that's a sticky wicket because you're not allowed to use your phone while you're playing hands of poker. So I'm going to have to do it like after I've mucked my cards or between hands. It's going to be
step aside like 10 feet away.
I can do that, but then I'll be missing hands, JP. Like, it's going to be, I'm going to have to thread that needle tonight somehow.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to.
But I'll do it. I'll make it happen.
I don't know if you guys paid attention, but Cade Cavalli had a pretty good outing yesterday. Only lasted five innings.
Yeah.
But listen, the Nats are out of it. I understand why one's paying attention.
J-Dub hit a bomb.
Woods hit a bomb.
Is he at 27 now on the season?
27 and 86.
Cruz pretty good.
I think hitting over 200, like right around 200. But, you know, that's good, I guess.
I saw a picture of the crowd. I don't know if it was before the game or during the game. It's the most sparse I've ever seen. Now, the paid attendance is 12,372.
It was probably half that.
But it looked like dozens.
And you're not going to have
them. I mean, not even, I wouldn't even say hundreds of fans. It looked like dozens.
Well,
just little pockets.
Wait till today. They play at 1 o'clock today.
Oh, that's even emptier.
All right. And even though the weather's going to be beautiful.
Like last night's weather was picture perfect.
Perfect.
It was the perfect night for a baseball game.
Yeah. There won't be anybody there today.
I mean, how much lost revenue is that for a team when they just have nobody there?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
concessions.
It's a lot of beers not getting consumed. Hot dogs not being eaten.
Luckily for them, they just don't owe a lot to their players.
Yeah, their payroll's super low.
Yeah, so they're not getting crushed like they would be.
But yeah, it's encouraging.
I think
that Cavalli
good because
Cavalli's
going to be somebody, you know, hopefully that you have for a couple of years can kind of anchor your staff.
Yeah.
I mean, be one of the guys, not the anchor, but be one of the guys.
Yeah.
So that was good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I like to root for guys when they've been through some turmoil. He'd been through a little bit of turmoil.
With the injuries, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I was reading this article about Soto and how Soto, you remember how he got off to that rough start and everybody was saying they didn't even know if he even wanted to be there?
Said his bat speed was slow, now he's up to 36 taters.
Well, they're saying now he's on pace for a historic season, all right? It's putting him in one of the greatest all-around seasons in MLB history. He has a chance to end the year with 40 bombs, 30-plus stolen bases, 100-plus walks, 100-plus RBI, 100-plus runs scored. Only two players in MLB history have reached all five of those thresholds in the same season. Barry Bonds did it twice, and Bagwell did it twice, basically in a steroid era.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, he's having
40, 30, 100 walks, RBIs, and runs. Only two players have ever done it, both in a steroid era. And Soto looks like he's going to pull that off this year. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's got 27 bombs. I mean, sorry, 27 stolen bases. So he's got 37 bombs and he's got the 27 stolen bases. So
Yeah,
I mean, he still has another, I don't know, 20 games left.
Remember, he got off to such a slow start. They were even saying his exit velocity was down. Was there some, like, maybe some jogging to first base maybe after a hit or two that he was being criticized for, but ended up having a great run for him.
But who's going to win that MVP? Is it going to be Otani again?
Oh, yeah.
Otani's 46 home runs. I saw he was the fastest player in the history of the Dodgers to get to 100 home runs for the team.
Steam for Schwarber's picking up, I feel like.
Schwarber's... Yeah.
He's on the outside looking in. But.
I mean, Otani, if you look at the odds, Otani's just a huge, huge favorite to win.
Here's an outrageous...
The closer odds are in the American League between Judge and Raleigh. I think Judge is still going to win it, but that's a little closer.
It's obviously it's early to say it, early in his career, relatively speaking. But could you make such a bold statement as Shohei Otani is the most talented baseball player to ever live? Do you think you could make that statement?
Sure.
You could, yeah. I mean, we never saw the,
I mean, I guess you put Babe Ruth and some, you know, I don't know who else you want to put in there.
Never saw
Mickey
guys
Mantle
play black
or,
and white.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, with what he's doing, he's absolutely in the conversation if he's not the most talented baseball player of all time.
He's up there.
It's just incredible. Incredible what he's doing.
And he's starting to pitch a little bit more, right?
Yes. He's starting to ramp it up a little bit. And, I mean, they're going to need him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, so far on the mound this year, he's been in 11 games. He's 1-1. His ERA is 4.18, so it's not stellar right now, but he's still striking people out. All right, a lot to do on the show today. We've got Paul Dottino. He covers the Giants. We're going to start diving more and more into
closer,
the matchup
closer, okay.
on
it.
Sunday.
Play the music. Come on, buddy.
And the Commanders host the New York Giants for their week one matchup.
I'm going to dust
so
off
Paul
my new Commanders
is going to join us at 9. Of course, Terps got off to a good start on Saturday. We're going to talk to their head coach, Mike Locksley, at 9.
No ill.
Oh, okay.
When we come back, we'll jump into the Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
One day from the NFL kickoff, just days away from the Commanders opening up at home against the New York Giants, sellout game. Just a couple years ago, they weren't selling out a home opener. But no. Faith has been restored, Cakes.
Yes, it has. Plug.
Time now to open up the Junkies Sports page. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7.
I dropped my bag with my computers and all my notebook. I dropped it on the kitchen floor this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. I just didn't zip it up.
Yeah.
And I put it on my back.
What
and
happened?
Well, I mean, look. I mean, my computer's this old one is still working, but look at it.
I saw Jason.
Look at Ben. Hey, Ben, look. Look at this.
I saw him before the show. There was a piece on the bottom that looks like it's missing.
Yeah.
There's like a chunk that's missing on the bottom portion near your keyboard.
It came off.
That thing is trash.
I respect your love of money so much that you won't.
I mean,
replace
at some
that.
Point we got to give that.
Well,
thing
I mean,
a proper,
I did replace it. I have this
burial.
One. This is, and I dropped this one too.
Yeah.
I was more worried about this one.
Yeah.
How much longer are you going to keep that bulldog clipped, smashed, smudged?
I don't know. I just,
dirty computer.
It's my
around.
Baby. It's my baby.
Well, you may have to get rid of that baby. And upgrade.
But if it's still working, then I'm not going to again, I don't need to replace it. I have this one.
Right.
Okay. This is a year old.
This is your security blanket. It's your pacifier.
I don't know. I just like it. But I mean, look at the screen. The screen is
It's not great.
I mean, it's terrible.
Just awful. Anyway. All right. So we were talking about the Nats, and the Nats did win yesterday. They're going to play a 1 o'clock game today. How many people are going to go to that game against the Marlins?
I'm going to guess
hundreds.
Yeah. I'm going to guess 5,000 or less. But
yeah, I would say less than 5,000. But Kay Cavalli did get the win last night.
I just think that's good for the future. I mean, you know, you want to have some building blocks there.
Just kind of looking at his game logs, he's had a couple of bad starts, but for the most part, I mean, his ERA is near five. Okay, that's fine. But he played when he pitched against the Yankees back in late August. I think it was August 27th. That was his really bad outing. He gave up 8 runs, 7 earned in 2 1/3. Mm-hmm. But if you look at his earned runs allowed in his, 6 starts? All right, 0-4-0-3-7-2. Not horrible.
It's a little up and down, but he's showing some promise.
Yeah, he's not up and down. And then James Wood hit number 27 last night.
It'd be nice if he could get over 30. He should be able to get over 30, right?
Should. Hope he does. If he can get 30 and 100 RBIs, that's a great year.
You see, though, the strikeout pace he's on. I mean, it is outrageous.
Yeah, he is.
Nobody cares about strikeouts anymore.
I mean, but it's crazy. I saw there's a viral clip of Gary Sheffield going around. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Probably not.
I have not.
It just shows up on my stuff sometimes. And he said the one year, he doesn't think anybody will ever beat it, where he and Tony Gwynn had a combined 1,200 at-bats. And I think I'm right with this number. Tony Gwynn had 17 strikeouts. Okay. How many does James Woods have? About 180 right now?
187. He leads
James Woods has 187, right?
Yep.
Tony Gwynn had 17 strikeouts for the season. And Sheffield had like 37.
And he's a power guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he always hit for average, too.
I mean, think about that. Between those two guys, it was like right around like 54 or less in 1,200 at-bats. And James and everybody else like him, you know, has 180 plus. I mean, it's
the
wild
era of launch angles and going for everything.
Wild.
It's not that important to keep it in play, apparently.
Yeah, well.
I'm looking at Sheffield's career stats year by year.
He had an unbelievable career. Unbelievable.
There's only one year that I can see, and this is just a quick glance because he was in the in the pros from 88 all the way until 2009.
It's a long run.
Where he had more than 80 strikeouts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there one year we had like 37 or something? It was like 37 or below. It was something.
I mean, he had some in the 30s, but they weren't full seasons. But if I go to, let's just start with kind of his last 10 years. Yeah.
There was a year with the Padres where he had in the mid-30s.
Okay.
I think.
I mean, he had one year at the Padres where he had 40 in 146 games.
Yeah.
I think his career high for strikeouts in a season was 83.
Right.
Different era.
I mean,
but you'd still take what James Wood has given you, even if he's going to strike out 200
for
times.
For sure, but it just does put some context in the way
you
the game
it's
is
one
played.
Thing to strike out. You don't want to lead the league in strikeouts.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's on a historic pace. I mean, I thought I saw where they said if he continues at this pace, he could have the all-time record.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll just be in the top 10. But I thought he might be on the pace for the all-time record.
Yeah, that's one you want to stay away from.
So he has a .180 because I was looking just immediately. Schwarber came to mind. He's struck out 164.
Right, so he struck out more than Schwarber. Schwarber's kind of legendary for all his Ks, right?
Last year, Schwarber struck out 197 times.
I think the record is
2-something, right? 221 or something?
222. It was Adam Dunn and Mark Reynolds tied.
Wow.
So he's got 187. Yeah, so he's got another. There's 36 away from that, something like that. Am I doing the math right?
Look, it is a good sign that Cavalli pitched well, and I think they had 4 straight innings of scoreless relief pitching. But it has been a sad year.
No, of course. Are you just looking for bright spots? Is there playing out the string? That's all.
Yeah. And Mackenzie Gore is probably, I wouldn't pitch him again the rest of the year.
No.
He's on the 15-day. But
shut him down.
Shut him down. There's no point. He's
one of your few good assets.
Just think about it. 5-13.
I mean, that just dovetails with the rest of the poor Nat season.
Ben, what'd you just say?
Charlie yesterday in the Beltway Blitz said he had been throwing, and they're not certain that he's going to get shut down. He might pitch again this year.
I know he said that he would he'd like to come back, but with 22 games, whatever they have left, it's just there's no point.
Mm-hmm. I felt like he was going to be a big candidate to get traded this offseason, but considering they didn't do it at the deadline when I think they should have personally, mm-hmm. and now he might have this injury that lingers over him. I don't know what his value is going to look like going into this offseason.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
We got to keep some guys.
You gotta
Everybody
have a team,
just wants right? assets.
They could have got a lot for him, though, at the deadline, because that would have given a contending team 3 years of potential postseason runs with them before he'd have to be paid.
I understand.
He's a Boris guy, so he's going to free agency.
Oh, I understand it. It's just they've been doing it over and over again. You got to quit assembling assets that are going to be moved. How about you have some assets that stay with the team and help you turn it into a winner?
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with him. But if I were the Nats, I wouldn't throw him again. It doesn't make any sense to throw him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not with 22 games left.
I said this yesterday, especially when you look at the crowd yesterday and you look at the crowd today, the lack thereof. At some point, you got to spend some money to make money. Otherwise, they are going to become the Oakland A's.
Yeah, well, they're not going to spend money.
They're kind of getting there
so
already.
So get used to what you're seeing because they're not going to spend money. All right, just quickly with some of these divisional races and standings. Blue Jays, Yankees, Red Sox all won last night. So Blue Jays have a 2.5 game lead over both the Yankees and the Red Sox. Bo Bichette's having a great year. Hit a bomb last night. They beat the Reds, I believe, 12-9. Detroit, huge lead over Kansas City, although they've lost a couple in a row. Houston still has a 3-game lead over Seattle. They both lost last night. Philly, I don't believe they played last night, but they have a 5.5 game lead over the Mets. You know who's having a great year? Trey Turner's having a great year. He's hitting .305, has almost 40 stolen bases.
Your daughter still rooting for him? Still a big fan?
Doesn't talk about him much anymore, but...
Trey Bay's not.
With the Phillies, she doesn't really pay attention. Brewers, 5-game lead over the Cubs. Cubs have won a couple in a row. And then the Dodgers, we talked about the Dodgers. They did lose last night, even though Ohtani hit number 46. Padres also lost. They've lost 3 straight. Orioles looking for a sweep out in San Diego. And Dodgers have a 2.5 game lead over the Padres. So we talked about the U.S. Open. And Taylor Fritz and the Joker played last night.
There was a big headline, Jason.
Djokovic has never lost to Taylor Fritz. He's now 11-0 lifetime against Fritz.
There was a big headline, and I was like, oh, no. On the Daily Mail this morning when I woke up, I watched about the first set and a half of the match, and it said Fritz has essentially a catastrophic wardrobe malfunction.
Oh,
and
no.
I go, oh, no, did his hog fall out or something? Like, what on earth happened? He had his boss, Hugo Boss, headband upside down.
Oh, did he?
So they're saying it was catastrophic because I guess for the
sponsor.
Yeah, for the sponsor, it was upside down. But oh, really? Hello, anybody could still read it. I mean, right. It was upside down, but it wasn't necessarily a catastrophic wardrobe malfunction.
It's
going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. Yeah,
I still have some good Hugo Boss gear that I would get when I would give Rom my player's card at the Borgata.
Really?
That was our arrangement. You could use my card, and I would get the Bennies, and they had a Hugo Boss store there, and I got a couple nice shirts.
As he would call them the romps instead of the comps.
Took advantage of the romps.
So Joker will play Alcaraz not till Friday. So Joker has a couple nights to rest the legs up. He's certainly going to need it against Alcaraz. Alcaraz hasn't lost a set yet in the U.S. Open. He beat the number 20 seed, Laheka. I don't know where he's from. I think he's Czech Republic. But so it'll be Alcaraz, Joker on Friday night. On the other side, Sinner will play Musetti. I believe that's tonight in the quarters. And Algir Alassami will play Di Minor. So that will be at 11:30. On the women's side, my girl Sabalenka didn't have to play yesterday because Vondrousova withdrew. Mm-hmm. So now Sabalenka.
Walkover.
Yep. Sabalenka will play Pegula, who won yesterday. She won in straight set 6-3, 6-3. Osaka will play Muchova. I believe that's tonight at 7, and Anna Smova will play Svitek. So
a lot of Ovas in the field.
Yeah. But Anna Smova, remember, she played really well at Wimbledon and lost in the final. She's the American, so rooting for her. So you still got a couple Americans left. with Pegula and Esmova. Did you hear about this Kentucky cheerleader?
Yes. Terrible story.
Crazy. Cheerleader at the University of Kentucky was arrested for hiding a dead infant in her closet.
Can you imagine this, Cakes?
To conceal a birth.
So she's embarrassed, probably, presumably, or didn't know how to handle getting pregnant in college, whatever.
Yep.
And then she takes the I would assume, prematurely born infant and somehow
wraps it in a towel and put it in a bag.
In the closet.
And it put it in a closet. Did
they say how long? Was it there for weeks? And she's just going about her day, just trying to figure out at some point how she's going to get rid of that?
I don't think the story says how long it was.
I mean, just what a nightmare.
But
you know what the smell must have been like?
Yeah.
Is it like in a dorm room or an apartment? Like
probably in an apartment, in a closet, an apartment.
It's awful.
Yeah. She's been charged with abusing a corpse, tampering with evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant.
This is awful.
It's terrible. Police investigated a residence near Kentucky's campus last week following a disturbing call. It doesn't say who made the call.
Maybe she confided in somebody and they
could have been,
ratted her out.
But that's just an awful story.
Yeah.
College football, we're going to talk to Coach Locks later today. Obviously, week one, just huge matchups. Week two doesn't have the huge matchups.
Nothing sexy to watch Saturday night.
You got Michigan, Oklahoma. Duke's playing Illinois, which is kind of interesting.
Why is that interesting? Please tell me.
Just because Illinois is ranked, and then Duke could be pretty good this year.
Duke have any studs that I need to know
Mensa,
about?
Darian Mensa, their quarterback, is really good. Remember I told you he's got like $8 million in NIL?
Wow.
All right.
Did you mention the Terps are our standalone game on Friday?
It's got the island game.
Yeah.
Prime time.
So, in other words, are the only game on?
Well, no, not the only. But I'm just saying, like, it's one of the
There's only four games.
Yeah. Terps, Northern Illinois is one of them.
Is it the only game on at that time?
No, Louisville plays JMU also.
So how can you use the word standalone?
Because I think it's all the only game that's on Big Ten Network. Because they're doing like Big Ten Network Friday or something like that.
Well, Northwestern's also on Big Ten Network, but they're playing Western Illinois. So no one's going to watch that.
Is it a blackout game on Friday?
I don't know.
I'd have to look.
The Friday night blackout was a curse when I was a student there until they finally broke it last year. And maybe the way you do that is you just don't play somebody particularly good.
Was it 2 years ago that Northwestern came in?
That was last year. I called that game.
That was a horrible game.
They were 11-point favorites, and they lost by 28.
I remember because I was there. The last two primetime games I went to in College Park that I can remember, the Iowa game, which turned into a bloodbath. And the Northwestern game.
That was the most hype there was on campus in my entire four years at Maryland. They canceled class Friday. Everyone was ready for that game. We had the lead at the end of the first quarter, and then it just fell apart.
I think in our tenure, when we were at Maryland, like as undergrads from 88 to 92, I think we did win one night game. It was against UVA.
I think we stormed
the field.
We stormed the field, and the guys tore the field goal post down.
We definitely
rushed the field after we pummeled Boston College. No, they're ranked five. Matt Ryan was their quarterback. It was silly.
John Moore was the quarterback of UVA, I think, at that time.
I don't understand this. It's saying both the Northwestern game and the Maryland game are on Big Ten Network.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because Big Ten Network has multiple channels. Yeah. They have Big Ten Plus,
Big Ten. So you're going to scramble again.
It's tilting me.
How does this system that you and I have not have multiple Big Ten networks?
I don't know.
You need to complain to the guy.
Well, I don't think the guy's in charge of...
I know, but just complain anyway.
Maryland was on the other Big Ten Network on Saturday, because I was in here trying to put it on, and they had the Purdue-Ball State game on. I was like, is this game not on TV? And I found it on the other channel, which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, BTN 1, 2, and 3, I believe. That's what it comes up on my menu, BTN 1, 2, and 3. And I'm not sure which one Maryland's
going to be on. Just want to watch the effing Terps.
Just want to watch the Terps on a Friday
night. $10. You might have to pay $10.
Right. Or go out the open road. They'll have it.
That's true.
Or you could actually go to CQ Field if you really felt.
You know, back in the day, you could just go to the proud tailgate guy. You had the tailgate there in College Park.
Ben asked me yesterday, hey, you going to College Park on Friday night? I said, what?
When's the last time you've gone to College Park
for a game?
I think I'm actually going to go. I think I have to.
I think you should go, Ben.
You know how long it would take me to get to College Park on a Friday, getting around the Beltway from Ashburn?
About an hour.
I hadn't been to a game as a fan since like my sophomore year because I was calling most of them.
There you go. You should go.
So I will be watching, but not at the game. Real quick, the rankings came out. Rankings don't mean anything in week two, but if you're interested, Florida State, who was unranked last week, jumped all the way to 14 after their win over Notre Dame.
I saw Alabama's like the lowest ranked in 20 years.
Alabama,
like that.
Alabama, I believe, dropped 13 spots
to
number 21.
Wow.
And from 8 to 21. And Ohio State, no surprise, they're the new number
one. Sometimes programs can fall off. Like, if you think about it, Florida State fell off. Miami fell off. Maybe this is the beginning of the Alabama fall off.
You think? 100%, I think it is.
Well, DeBoer still has had success.
Yeah.
I know you brought up that he hasn't had that much.
He hadn't had that same. Not at Bama yet.
Yeah.
I mean, at Washington, yeah, but this is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
But
expectations totally different.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Dave Chappelle at Capital One Arena. It is a game show Wednesday. We'll play Junkie's Password. You can call in now at 1-800-636-1067.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a game show Wednesday, Bish Bucks. Of course, it is sponsored.
You got to go out to Open Road Distilling over at Reston Town Center. The place is unbelievable. It's got a great sports bar vibe. It's got great food. They've got their own distillery. You can go in there and taste their great vodkas, their gins, their whiskeys, their Independence bourbon, maple old fashioned. You can buy the bottles right there in the distillery. And then if you're not at Open Road Distillery, you can actually find those bottles, the bourbons and the whiskeys, at ABC stores all over Northern Virginia.
Nice.
So get on over there maybe this weekend. Check it out. It's a great vibe.
All right, let's punch up a couple contestants. We're going to play Junkie's Password. Contestants pick a junkie to partner up with.
Interesting.
We give you clues. You try and figure out the password.
Mm.
Good.
All right, let's go to Jason in Capitol Heights. Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy? You're on with the junkie. JP, all right, you got him. And let's go to John in Baltimore. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, buddy? Up? Doing good. Who do you want to choose? Lurch, Cakes, or EB?
Let's go with Lurch.
Lurch, you got it.
All right, Jason, I will let you pick the password.
You know where I'm going.
All right, do you want to go first or second?
Doesn't matter. I'll go second.
All right. Jason, your clue is San Francisco 49ers.
Brock Purdy.
All right, his guess was Purdy. It's not Brock Purdy. Now to Jason, who has to give John the clue.
We have two Oh, okay. My name, all right, my guy's John, right?
Yeah. Your guy's John. Yeah.
John.
Your name is Jason.
Jason. Yeah. I was confused because the other guy's name is Jason.
Yeah, yeah. There are other people.
So, all right, John, ready?
Yep.
All right, so the first clue was quarterback. Brock Purdy is incorrect.
The first clue is San Francisco 49ers.
Oh,
okay.
All right, there's my that's my clue. Quarterback. Okay.
All right.
Quarterback.
All right, John.
John, do you have a guess?
I'll just say McCaffrey.
I said
McCaffrey. He said quarterback.
I said quarterback.
Remember who we're dealing with here, okay? You just got to remember.
Hold on, John. Why did you say McCaffrey if my clue was quarterback?
Well, because I'm not too big. I live on the East Coast. I don't follow the 49ers a whole bunch.
See what I'm saying?
All right. Okay.
Remember.
Okay.
Remember the pool we're drawing from.
All right.
You have to keep that in mind.
So far we've had San Francisco 49ers and quarterback. Right. Jason, your clue is, I don't know if this is a great clue, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. State.
State?
It's actually a pretty good clue, I think.
State.
Oh.
Do you have a guess?
Joe Montana.
Yes!
Winner! Yeah, it wasn't the state. Did the state give it away?
Yeah. I was just thinking about quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Right. You win a pair of tickets to go see Dave Chappelle Friday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. I brought up Joe Montana as a password because he was on Pat McAfee's show, I believe. And he was asked to name his top four quarterbacks to start a franchise with.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think maybe Jaden Daniels would be in the mix. He wasn't. Neither was Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Who are his four?
Josh Allen.
All right.
Lamar.
Joe Burrow.
Okay, Burrow.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
And Justin Herbert.
Wow.
I think he just forgot, guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He probably just doesn't follow it as much.
Well, plus he's getting older. I mean, how old's Joe Montana at this point? Just forgetful. You forget things as you age, as you get older.
It came out in the late 70s. I don't know.
69 years old.
All right, so he's approaching 70.
Hmm.
All right, we've got two more contestants because I believe we have two pair of tickets to give away.
All right, let's go. Let me see. We'll try Scott in Rockville. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Scott? Who would you like to play with? Who would you like to partner up with?
Let's go with Cake.
All right. And let's go to Malik in Bowie. Hey, Malik.
Hey, morning.
Good game for the Terps.
Yeah, you were awesome.
He's not following.
Doesn't matter. Who do you want to work with, bud?
Give me Jason, please.
All right, you got him.
All right, Bish Bucks versus old Cakesy.
All right,
what is the password?
There you go. Cakes, why don't you go first?
All right. Scott. Your first clue is tennis.
Let's go, Scott.
Alcaraz.
All right, good guess.
All right, to Malik.
Malik. Serve. Alrighty. Serve.
Djokovic.
All right, so we have tennis and serve. Scott, your clue is penalty.
Oh, yeah.
I I think it can only be one thing. I think.
I'm taking too long. Right.
This could be Malik, a couple things.
Malik, all right, well, I don't know what
tennis
it is.
Tennis serve penalty, right?
Double fault.
There you go.
Oh, winner.
There my man. My man.
Just knock it in.
He just woke up, didn't you?
Congratulations. You're going to go see Dave Chappelle. It's Friday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Live
Double
Nation.
Double fault is a terrible feeling. You just feel like a loser.
Does anybody great. Call, like, the penalty that I was thinking of is foot fault?
Yeah. No,
does anybody ever call a foot fault?
Not in weekend tent, like 50-plus-year-old tennis. Maybe at the U.S. Open, they'll call it, but...
When you play your tennis, I think I know the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not an umpire, right? You guys are calling your own lines.
Okay.
Well, but you just did a triathlon or whatever, and it's like a contest.
You think a bunch of old guys playing weekend tennis have umps and refs?
I don't know.
And people standing like this?
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, there may be one donk.
Ball kids on their knees.
Where do you think I'm playing?
I don't know. If you're in some sort of league.
No.
Like, if I play in a basketball league,
they have
there's going to be refs.
Tennis is not that way.
Yeah, I don't play USTA tennis, but I'm guessing if two guys go and play, they call
their own lines.
When your wife was traveling and playing on her
they
team
go
tennis.
To like the Nationals or something, they might have some officials.
Okay, but generally it's called. I pretty much know the answer, all right?
Yeah. People cheat. But yeah, you call your own lines.
Well, I pretty much knew this. Just want to confirm.
You also have to frame it as I'm asking a question, don't attack me, is the way you kind of have to put that out there. If you don't, you're going to get attacked.
I have to add the
especially
don't attack.
For a dumb question.
By the way, did you already explain your sweatshirt and I just wasn't paying attention?
I have not explained my sweatshirt.
All right, go ahead, explain.
My fantasy football co-owner, Bikey Botts,
yes.
He is the proprietor of Bluffing Goat Farms in Poolsville, Maryland.
Okay, so that's his farm. He's a big poker guy. That's bluffing.
Yeah.
He's got goats.
Yes, he has a lot of goats. He makes goat cheese. He makes goat milk soap.
Uh-huh.
He's an entrepreneur.
All right.
And I'm just putting the name out there for
him. Have you dabbled with his soap?
I have. It's very good.
Yeah.
I'm not like a soap connoisseur, but he sent me a few free bars and I used it.
And it's actually, what does he have liquid soap? I'm a liquid soap guy.
I don't think he has liquid soap yet.
If he has liquid soap, I could
use it. He's got silly bar soap.
I need it
at
a pump.
He's got bar soap.
The soap downstairs, you know, I shower downstairs now.
Yeah.
And all of the labels say soap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think there might be, I think the middle is conditioner, but I think the soap and shampoo are the same.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
They had the big dong guy down there. He's not down there when you're down
He's
there.
He's not down there.
Yeah.
But you know what I
saw?
Stay
away.
I saw him recently.
Yeah.
And
with his bike?
He was walking in the hallway. I go down the steps and he was walking in the hallway and he gave me the biggest smile. Probably because he's now heard him being referred to as the big dong guy.
He's only about 5'8".
Like, if you're referred to as a big dong guy.
He's so happy about it, I'm sure. Yeah, he's just
because he's naked in the locker room downstairs and just slinging it everywhere. Like, wants everybody to see.
He just wants to show off.
He's one of those guys that goes to the sink naked and brushes his teeth.
He's a shower.
Yeah.
He's not a grower. He's a shower.
I mean, I don't know how that could grow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I'm glad I haven't seen it.
All right, coming up next at 7 o'clock, we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.